All right, let's grab a seat and let's get, this is the fun, crazy stuff. All right, the last part is the sign-in, and let's start out with Robert Webb. Where are you at, Robbie? All right.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, thank you so much for having us open mic so we can read. It's really cool. All right. So I wrote this poem, and I kind of like it, which is nice. It's called Just for Sound. Listless and let's start over. Listless and licentious, a tiger stalks a hound on rosy cheeks of sun-bathed crown. Old game, mystic valley, purple sand. Sunset waters will fully lap up. Backdrop, beeline for the lakeside, looking for the backside, due to unrelenting weather, unfettered. Cross paths, fist to jaw, claw to hand, eagle glances, dirt flies up, past all the invertebrates, past the fossil, tooth, past the part in my hair, past the sand and skin of the ocean. We dive down, looking for minnows, finding monoliths, finding heroes encased in calcite. All right. Thank you.
See that song, geez. Mary Soonley.
So I had my first book of poetry published last week, and I was really blown away by some of the poems that I heard tonight. This is kind of different. This is a fantasy narrative told in verse, although this particular poem has no explicit dragon-type magic element. Stables. In the stables, King Zhao found himself again, or found the man he might have been if he had never been crowned, never gone to war, never led other men to their deaths. Half an hour at a time, squeezed between meetings and training exercises, the stables secured by his guards. Only Kayat, once his stable boy, inside to watch him groom Mitcher or Pika or Narsen or Roma, to sit beside him on a hay bale, breathing leather, manure, dust, the scent of the horses. Zhao's words already spent on rice farmers, ministers, ambassadors, advisors, on irrigation, taxation, alliances, strategy, so that sometimes he had no more than a handful of words for the boy. Kayat, younger even than Zhao, turned 15 that autumn. But sometimes they spoke at length about the horses, both Zhao's own mounts and the others in the stable, about the condition of the pastures, the chafing of a girth or horse off its feed, while Kayat rubbed oil into the saddles, asking nothing of Zhao then or later. Zhao listened more than he spoke, received more than he gave, though he asked nothing of boy or horses beyond their company, but boy and horses alike offering him, unasked and without restriction, their hearts.
Thank you, Mary. Come back again, please, and read some more, would you? That's really good. Let's hear it. First book out, man, that was cool. All right, now I know Ziggy's here somewhere. Zig, where you at?
Thank you. Whoa. Okay. How's this sound? Does this sound all right? Okay. This is for you guys. I am really sad, because Jan, I don't know if you know this, but I have a hat tip poem for you. but I can't read it because I don't have the newest version. It's called Zen of Tripping. But I don't have it, so I'll just have to send it to you sometime. But this one's for you guys. This one is called Hamlin to Hollywood. Anna does not remember passing beneath the tall white letters, scrub crunching under our feet, the waiting van on a black road. She remembers the empty pool where we all rode bikes and trikes under a full moon while Backbeat thumped inside the mansion. The carnival faces of men, silk ties unknotted. They clapped when we sang, laughed when we smoked. She remembers the fat producer and his poop jokes, a smooth violet stone she hid under our bed in a cough drop tin. Singing for the president, the red and blue jumpers we had to wear on stage. She remembers trying to lift Heidi off the bathroom floor, trying to tell me Paul shot himself in Vegas, but she couldn't. She hung up the phone. She's sitting at her vanity, tying off her arm, trying to bust out of time again, but Anna does not remember we were sisters, how we crept from our mother's garden at dawn to join the children's parade, holding hands and singing along, following a man into the mountain. Thank you.
I like you, Zig. I always did. Nice poem. I'm going to close it down here, but before I start, Jan, what's the last sign that the pubic hair makes? Okay. Sorry, that was a little kid. I learned that joke. You bring the worst out of me, woman. You bring the worst out of me. Oh, God. You know, I practice up here because, honestly, I got to read with them guys sometime, which is Eddie Ochester and Mike, one of these guys. I really like them guys a lot. But, I'm a little leaguer compared to them, so I have to practice. Dreaming of Bukowski. This is kind of hot off the press. Bukowski's my, I like him to a point. And this is a dream. I have crazy dreams. It's like going to the movies almost every night, and I hope it lasts for eternity. Anyway, I woke this morning, and I was connected at the hip with that old bastard Charles Bukowski. We were sitting in some shit bar drinking beer. I couldn't believe it. We were twins connected at the hip, me and that ignorant motherfucker who kept pulling me, and I kept turning him and spinning him, his obnoxious laugh and nasty yellow teeth, his breath stunk, purple eggs, cigarette smoke, and we were discussing Sherwood Anderson. What little I knew. And to tell you the truth, he didn't know much more than much. He didn't know that much more. Of course, he mentioned Fonte, and I thought he was really full of shit, and didn't really know Fonte, but he did steal from him. But I knew all good authors are thieves. Some are petty thieves, some rob gas stations, and some are bank robbers, some are second-story men, and others beat old ladies up and snatch purses and toss bingo chips into a bent-up garbage can in some stinking alley, hiding from the cops like rats, and others are slick like cat burglars, robbing great art from famous French museums, Michelangelo's and Van Gogh's, Monet's, and listening to Mozart, while others hide in basements listening to heavy metal, smoking weed, drinking cheap wine while playing video games or downloading kiddie porn, and others teach at university hammering syntax and flat metaphors in the tin ears of innocence, those hunting for the unattainable. But it's all right, it's all good, it's all right to expand worlds. And I'm sitting next to this obnoxious fuck who wants to tell me all of his romps with women that wore short red dresses with fat blue vein thighs who tried to run him over and how they would try to bury their high heel shoes into the side of his big head. And I could see a woman next to him pinching his leg with her bunion foot, slurring the words, "You're both for shit, 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 shit." And I walk from the I awoke from the dream with an open book on my chest, J.D. Salinger. It's raining, and the sound of rain on the rooftop is all good. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And thank you very much. Poetry is so much fun. And the poets that read tonight, ladies, you honored poetry and you honored me tonight. Thank you.